it's not the money. I've talked to some illuminists over my life of being an investigative writer, if you will. And the thing that's fascinating to me, when you sit down with them and they get hammered, meaning they get too much of their pride and the liquor of their choice or whatever of their choice, the point is that they want the control. And this is fascinating because you're hearing all the troop movements in America. You're hearing the reintroduction of, let's face it, whoever would have thought you'd see Gestapo? Those are historic images portrayed on the television screen with some of our senators calling for basically machine gun toting guards on every form of transportation in every airport. I just, when I flew into LAX, I was surprised. I mean, not only the guard dogs, and let me get to the guard dog, one of the largest breeders of guard dogs in the United States. I'm talking about police-trained guard dogs.
German Shepherds, right?
Said that he has had an order for, you ready for this, 25,000 dogs. Now, that's a lot of dogs. Yep.
He can handle that?
Yes, he can. He's the largest.
That's huge.
That's huge. And the thing that was troubling to him, he said when he saw who the orders were coming in from, it made him think. And he said, I cannot do what I'm continuing to do. Now, I don't know if he sold the business or whatever, but when you look at guard dogs, think of all the images of history, and the only ones that you can come up with in the immediate are either the Berlin Wall, sometimes North Korean images, but you go right back to Nazi Germany. And what I think is critical for people to understand, the same group of individuals, the what I would call preternatural bankers. Preternatural bankers means above natural bankers. Jesus said, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil, and the control of money is the control of all evil. So therefore, he who controls the money, according to the head of the Rothschild banking firms, as Amsel Rothschild said, basically controls the people. He said, give me control of a nation's currency or money, and I care not who writes its laws.
He was right, though.
He was right. Now, let's just look at Congress, okay, and the Senate. I think the term I coined for when we did one of our first shows years back, political piranhas in the Potomac of self-indulgence, okay? Now, that about nails it. In other words, here is a superior elite class supposedly elected by the people in their states to go and represent the people's wishes, and basically they're the quintessential carnivores now. The thing is they consume everything by taxation, the new value-added taxes that are being proposed, the exchange controls, and this is something we better talk about, George, on your show tonight. Whenever a nation introduces exchange controls, that means taking the money out of the country or putting a surcharge or surtax mm-hmm. on the money you take out of the country, the next thing that follows is you can't leave the country. I probably get, with no exaggeration, 2 to 3 dozen emails a week saying, where do we go and should we go now? It is my contention, along with everybody else's contention, that we're going to see something most likely so severe happen prior to July, and obviously the web bots are saying July. The thing is that everybody that I know in law enforcement, and I got a call from one of the, I'll just be very kind of caustic here, or excuse me, a little bit cautious here, for maybe caustic too.
Somewhat evasive, I guess, right?
Yes, and someone who's really well-connected, he says, I fear for my governor's life. I'm in charge of helping his security, and it appears to us a false flag is being set up where a governor or two will be assassinated, and they don't know where, but this is coming down in our country. You see, this is why there's no credibility. When a nation inhabits a lie, or excuse me, totally turns away from truth and closes its eyes to what's going on, then the change that's brought about is a transformational change. For instance, let's take what's going on in this country. Who would have ever thought that the nationalization of all aspects of the American economy would take place in the United States of America? I just was listening to one of your guests talking about, listen, we got more stuff being nationalized in Russia, then creating and mobilizing a private army. Now, does this sound a little bit like the land of the home and land of the free,
no
home and the brave?
There's no question about it. This whole evolution is going so fast, it's like they pulled out the old playbook, and finally they said, we've got to implement all this, and we've got to do it right now, because it just seems to be one thing after the next. They just don't stop.
And when they discredit and intimidate dissenters, the next step is then they create a crisis in order to declare a national emergency of martial law.
Well, I've got to ask you this, as we approach tax time in just a week or so from now, what has become of the Browns, the the married couple that got arrested up there on the East Coast. You know, they were up in their home, and they held people at bay for a while. They've been arrested. They're in jail. They've been separated. Do we know anything else about what's happened to them?
That's all I know. But what we should be looking at is the focusing on the vilification. Let me share a formula that I think you know, almost looks like Roman numerals, but I think it will help people understand the steps and how they're being implemented. The first one is the letter I for identify. The next one is the letter V as in Victor for vilify. Next one's N, nullify. And the final one is D as in destroy. Now, what's happening in this country, and this is tragic, just running down, you know, the 4 points that stick out, is that basically then you have to create violent civic unrest to blame on dissenters. It's the old Hegelian dialectic, which means you bring about the desired change by introducing a problem. You're the initiator of the problem. You're the provider of the solution. You bring about your desired change. Now, let's go to what happens after that. Next, the word for eliminate means murder dissenters, and you suspend the Constitution, the judiciary, and do away with elections. I've had multiple police officers contact me and tell me that something's up. They're having problems, George, with the new national radios that have been placed in the radios where police talk to each other and everything, not only HF high frequency and ultra high frequency, but they have trunk lines. And now there are specific policemen being kept out of the loop. It seems like they have a massive cybernetic control center that can say that if John Doe doesn't like the fact that we're, you know, his department is going the way of the New World Order, they can suspend communications to John Doe. So as a police officer, he can basically be cut out of the loop. And I've told people this since you and I even talked about the red list, the blue list, and the green list, that the police officers who are going to initially go along with the roundup of civilians, the internment of civilians, after they're done with them, they get killed too. And I've had law enforcement officer after law enforcement officer, sheriff, it doesn't matter who, chief of detectives, calling me and saying, Steve, it's just like you said. And I said, then you know what's underway. And they said they have strange officials coming around their departments making them swear allegiance to the current administration and not to the Constitution. Now, that's strange, George, because classically, I'm no constitutional scholar, but pretty much most of the military and the law enforcement initially in this country took an oath of allegiance to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So we've got a vilification scheduling going on, and what I think's going to be filling the prison camps first are the amount of people that are going to be out of jobs. If you look at how many university students are graduating, no jobs, how many student loans are going basically totally uncollected because simply there's no hiring going on.
They can't pay them back. They don't have jobs.
So then you come up with some form of a national civilian either police force or workforce, and you work for the government for so many years, and guess what? You no longer have your student loans.